increase our faith. The apostle said to Jesus, increase our faith. Apparently, they've never heard of the word please. They just sort of make this statement, increase our faith. It doesn't seem particularly polite. It's not a question. It's a command. And judging by Jesus' response, it's a command for something that they thought was already pretty substantial. Increase our faith, they asked Jesus. And Jesus responds, if you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could move a mountain. If you had faith that size. Begs the point that their faith is not that big at this point. The mustard seed is the tiniest of seeds. And Jesus tells them that their faith isn't even that big yet. Today's gospel, indeed all of our readings on this Sunday, invite us to see our utter dependence upon God. Utter dependence upon Him. Just like the servants in the gospel today depend upon their master for everything, so we must depend on God. Our faith isn't something that we create or something that we do, but rather it's a gift. It's a gift from God. A few years back, my parents were visiting me for Christmas. And as they usually do, they stayed a couple days after Christmas just to spend time, since before Christmas, I'm so busy, I hardly see them. And on Christmas Day, all I want to do is sleep. So they stay a little longer just to spend time with me. And this one particular Christmas, we were watching TV in the rectory and we pulled up Netflix to find something to watch on TV. And as it does, it suggested certain things we might be interested in watching. And one of those suggestions was Downton Abbey. Very, very popular show on MPT. And Mom said, oh, let's watch that. I've heard a lot about that. I said, no, I don't want to watch that. That's a soap opera. She said, no, let's watch it. And I know better than to say no to my mother twice. So we watched one episode of Downton Abbey. And when we got to the end, I said, let's watch another one. And then when we got to the end of that one, I said, let's watch another one. And the next thing you knew, I was hooked on Downton Abbey. If you're not familiar with the story of the show, it follows a rather wealthy English family, the Crawley family. And they live in this giant mansion called Downton Abbey. And their lives unfold upstairs in the grand palatial rooms and the giant dining room table and all of this splendor. And there's a parallel story of the servants who literally live downstairs in what we would call the basement. And that's where their lives unfold, around a table in the kitchen. And they live these parallel lives. And the servants support the family that lives upstairs. The servants at Downton Abbey are utterly dependent upon the family for everything that they have. For the salary that provides food for the table, housing for them to live in, you name the whole nine yards. They're utterly dependent upon the family for support. And those servants have absolutely no heirs. They know exactly their station in life. They would never, ever be expected or anticipate being invited upstairs to sit at the family's table. My friends, we have received from the family of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, every good thing that we have. First of all, the gift of life through our parents, the gift of baptism, the sacrament by which we have become brothers and sisters of Jesus and sons and daughters of God, members of the family of the Trinity. We've received the gift of the sacraments by which we receive God's grace, especially the gift of the Eucharist and the sacrament of reconciliation. We have been given every good thing from the family of the Trinity. And we, in turn, are the servants of that family of the Trinity. We're expected to use the good gifts that we have been given. In the second reading today, St. Paul is speaking to Timothy, one of his spiritual sons, and he tells Timothy to stir into flame the gift of God that you have through the imposition of my hands. Paul here is speaking about Timothy's priestly ordination, the action of laying on of hands and the coming down of the Holy Spirit. Paul tells Timothy to use that gift that he has been given from God, to stir it into flame, to use it. He says he's been given a gift of power and self-control, not to be ashamed of his faith, to bear his share of hardships for the gospel with the strength that comes from God. We, my friends, have received grace upon grace, gift upon gift from God. And we are invited to stir it into flame. I love that first reading today from the book of the prophet Habakkuk. Habakkuk looks all around him and sees nothing but destruction and terrible things happening. Perhaps we feel that way when we look around our world. But God says, write the vision down. The vision presses on to fulfillment. If it seems delayed, it's not. God is working out his providence in our world. And while it might seem like his hand is delayed, it's not. Because he's using each and every one of us that he has made members of his family to stir into flame the spirit that we have been given. To use the gifts of the Spirit that we have been given for the building up of our world and of our church. And we, my friends, have a responsibility to continually stir that gift into flame. And one of the opportunities that we have to do that is happening this week. It's our annual Rosary Congress. The Rosary Congress happens every year in October, the first week of October. Because it commemorates, it commemorates the appearance of our Blessed Mother to the peasant children at Fatima 100-some years ago, where Our Lady appeared to them and told the children to pray the rosary every day for sinners and for peace in the world. And so joining many people throughout the world, we host this Rosary Congress from today following the 11 o'clock Mass until Thursday evening at special closing Mass at 7 p.m. The Blessed Sacrament is exposed on the altar in the chapel for that entire time, perpetually. And at the top of every hour, we pray the Rosary. That is an opportunity for us to stir into flame the gift that has been given to us. The rosary is a powerful weapon of prayer that Our Lady asks us to use. My friends, that is one of the gifts. This Congress is one of the gifts that God has given to us, and a gift that he's given to this parish to host. So I pray that you will take opportunity to use that opportunity this week to stir that gift of flame, gift of the Spirit, into flame. I love using the image, the analogy of Downton Abbey this morning, the servants and the family. But you know, every analogy limps eventually. And that analogy limps because in Downton Abbey, they would never be expected to be invited upstairs to be with the family. But my brothers and sisters, God invites all of us to be upstairs with him. He invites all of us to be members of his family, to eat and drink at his table in his kingdom. So we, as his servants, look to him for every good gift that we receive. We want to stir into flame the gift of the Spirit that we have been given for good in this world, to build up our own faith. And realize that right now we have each been given a place at the table of the Lord. And we ask and we pray that one day, in the fullness of time, we will be given an eternal place at the Father's table in heaven.